This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. They often provide gifts to all players, namely at the annual Todd Wright Tour Championship. And when they don't do that, they provide, if not one, but two, as they did most recently at Todd Wright Tour 23, two gift baskets for the Todd Wright Tour prize draft. Brandon Legal Group wants to remind you they are a full-service law firm. Often you ask the question, well, what type of law does this firm or this lawyer specialize in? You need not ask that when it comes to Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. You do not need to work in Brandon, nor live in Brandon, nor have your legal issue originate in Brandon, Florida. Call anytime for a free consult at 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Another longtime supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments is Pin Chasers. Anthony Peroni and the Pin Chasers family are moving into year 61. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, 4847 North Armenia in Midtown, 5555 West Hillsborough, just north of Tampa International Airport, and 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. I often talk about how Pin Chasers is a destination for many types of events, and I'm now involved with one of those events. My favorite soon-to-be nine-year-old, his name is Calvin, is going to have his ninth birthday celebration with a dozen of his closest friends wreaking havoc at Pin Chasers in the coming days. Pin Chasers is putting together a birthday celebration for Calvin, just like they can do for your child, catering to exactly what you want, from the food to the drink, to the bowling, to the game time, to the decorations, and even making sure the adults have options for their food items as well. Pin Chasers can be found on Facebook. They are very active on Facebook with their specials and reminding you of how good of a destination they are for group outings. You can also visit pinchasers.net. And remember, my golf buddy Drew Garabo's Down to Bowl fundraiser for Down Syndrome Association is at Pin Chasers Midtown on Saturday, February 29th. You can go to 1025thebone.com for more information on that. Visit pinchasers.net for specific information as it relates to any of the three Pin Chasers locations, their late night specials, their breakfast bowl, group outings, and kids' birthday parties. I'm finally starting to feel like myself. It has been a struggle, and I know many of you, or someone you love, or someone you know, has also been ill in the last month, maybe even going back to before the holidays. I thought I had avoided it this year. And the night of the Clemson-LSU game, I felt off. I was supposed to go out. I said, I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to watch the game. I'm going to wake up, and everything will be fine. That was a month ago, and I'm still not fine. Getting there. Bear with me. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com. Please write me if you want something addressed that you heard on the Toddcast, whether it's something you like, whether it's something that that pissed you off. Don't post it on a message board. That's clearly the sign of a coward. Put your name on it. Put your email on it. Write incomplete sentences and send me a few lines. Seriously, be accountable. I may agree with you. I may see where you're coming from. I promise to respond in a similar tone that you give me. I have this theory that a significant percentage of men are one of three things: douchebags, deadbeats, or dicks. Now, I'm not a douchebag, and I'm certainly no deadbeat. So I'll claim to be a dick, but it's only when someone is a dick to me, a dick to someone I'm with, or dick to something I care about, and then I will be the bigger dick to protect that. And I will take much the same attitude in my emails, just as I do on the Toddcast. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Again, trying to focus more of the Toddcast specifically on one thing going forward, maybe to shorten them. The last Toddcast I did was sort of on game flow and how the game flowed positively for the Chiefs and negatively for the San Francisco 49ers, and a little bit of why the game ultimately went the way it did. And now I'm going to step back and go big picture. The last eight Super Bowls, all right, let's just take the last eight. Almost a decade. Starting with 47. Remember when the power went out? Ravens over Niners. Granted, totally different Niner team. I mean, other than the uniform, everything different. You know how long ago that was? Kaepernick was the quarterback. So that's where we're starting. Last 8 years of Super Bowls. 47, Ravens over Niners. 48, Seahawks over Broncos. 49, Patriots over Seahawks. 50, Broncos over Panthers. 51, Patriots over Falcons, big comeback. 52, Fly Eagles fly over Patriots. 53, Patriots over Rams, dud game. And then last Sunday, Chiefs over Niners. For the 2 months leading up to the playoffs, I kept looking at some of the Vegas numbers, and much like fantasy football, and I don't talk about fantasy in the Toddcast, I have a specific for four seasons running and already renewed for season five, returning in July. That's why I have the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. But the point I'm making is that you can utilize fantasy football information to give you big picture information that applies to football in other areas, much as I can utilize the information that Vegas puts in to their numbers to not necessarily wager on those numbers, but to apply it in other ways. Starting about Halloween, when I would look at some of the numbers NFL-wise from the NFL season, I kept seeing that the AFC was a very, very small favorite against the NFC in the Super Bowl. Now, let me explain that wager. Vegas basically allows you at any time, you can even do it now. The Super Bowl 55 futures are out. I'll do a Toddcast on that another day. Chiefs are the favorite. Redskins are 200-1. There's the lowest and there's the highest, according to the Westgate. But I can walk to the window right now at Westgate, Las Vegas. Sounds like a good idea. And I can put down however much money I want and take the AFC team or the NFC team to win the Super Bowl against the spread. They have a spread. Then the teams fill in the blank. You are betting the conference against the conference. And I remember looking at that starting around Halloween, just after. And in my head, I was thinking, okay, the top three in the AFC are Baltimore, New England, Kansas City. And just a little before Thanksgiving, when New England started to show they weren't the same, I said, I have a feeling Kansas City might get that bye. Maybe we should move Kansas City up. And I wouldn't put past them winning in the AFC playoffs, but they're not going to get the one seed. And then I looked over in the NFC. I said, all right, well, clearly the big three over there, and they won what, a combined 40 games? San Francisco, New Orleans, and Green Bay. And granted, if the tight end Hollister for Seattle can actually extend that ball to break the plane of the goal line on the last play of the season, then Green Bay is the one seed and New Orleans is the two seed and Seattle actually gets the three and the Niners fall to the five. In the playoffs, it actually went Niners one, Green Bay two, New Orleans three. New Orleans was victimized by playing the first week. But I looked at those three and I looked back at the AFC three. And this was before we started really looking at Tennessee and what they were capable of and what they showed they could do. And I just thought to myself, there's really not a comparison here. Unless some NFC team really shows something new. The Niners are not dominant. The Packers are not dominant. The Saints are not dominant. And Seattle was always kind of interesting. They're intriguing. And the point I want to make about Seattle is, I just gave you all those teams the last 8 years of Super Bowls. While the Niners played in our subset, in the first and the last of the eight that I just brought up, the only common denominator in the NFC is Seattle's been good basically the entire time. And if you remember, the reason why San Francisco went to Super Bowl 47 was because of the Richard Sherman play. Seattle went to Super Bowl 48. Was it 48, 49? Was in a head-to-head battle in that particular NFC Championship game. I think that was 5 years ago. So there's really only been one team, because the Niners totally bottomed out, overhauled, built it back up. Not an easy thing to do. But Seattle never went away. Even when some, and you know who you are, and a lot of TV and radio loudmouths said, oh, clearly rebuilding here. Nope. As long as you got the head coach and the quarterback, you're not rebuilding. And they've had that the entire time. Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson. Carroll, the oldest coach in the NFL, Russell Wilson, current Hall of Famer. They've been the only common theme in the NFC. They are experienced. They have pedigree. Sure, they had an amazing loss in Super Bowl 49, and they haven't been back to the Super Bowl since. But they've been around consistently in this last 8 years. They have one of two NFC victories in the last eight Super Bowls. Some say they should have two of three. I don't disagree, but they lost the game. But it just lends the credibility to Seattle. And it furthers my point that while so many people were piling on how bad the NFC East was at the end of last year, and who wants it less between the Eagles, who got knocked out by the Seahawks and had to turn to a 41-year-old quarterback who hadn't taken a snap all year and pulled his groin in the game. When it came down to who wants it less between the Eagles and the Cowboys, you might want to look at the whole conference. It wasn't that much better. Look within the victories of the Niners, the Packers, and the Saints. Good? Yeah. But on that championship level, comparable to what was on the other side, I mean, heck, had Tennessee made the Super Bowl? Are they more in the argument than some of these NFC teams? The point I'm making is that it's been a while since we've had a lot of light on one conference dominating the NFL. I'm flashing that light again. As many look at the Chiefs and say, well, looks like Andy Reid's going to stay. Patrick Mahomes is just getting started. And then you see that they had the lowest payroll this year, but they have very little cap flexibility next year. Okay, fine. They corrected their error from the previous year with bringing in Spagnuolo and making some other defensive tweaks. It worked. They can get better. And it's not just the Chiefs. While there is some uncertainty going forward about the future of the Patriots, there's still an aura there until further notice. And Belichick is still there, and Brady is still there also until further notice. Not sure what to make of the Ravens, but I'm not going to dismiss them. Ravens may have just had a bad day against the Titans. You know what? The last 2 months of the season, the Titans made a lot of teams look bad. Maybe Lamar Jackson needed that again. Granted, he had it the previous year, but not with any expectations on him. And then you factor in what Tennessee has going, and granted, we're not sure who the quarterback is next year. I like what Buffalo is doing. I really do. Houston got over the hump of winning a playoff game, and I think they had won a playoff game in the past, but this time was different. Granted, they blew the big lead, now we know, to the Super Bowl champs. There just seems to be more in the AFC than in the NFC. And you got to look inside these numbers to see that. That's what I saw for the last 2 months of the regular season. And then you look at the last 8 years of Super Bowls, and you only find two wins for the NFC. One from a Seattle franchise that's been as competitive as any NFC franchise the last 7-plus years. And the other one was Philly. And for the last few years, Philly's held their own. They have a Super Bowl win. Then they have a playoff win. That was the double doink. Before, and remember, the loss to New Orleans, a ball went right through Alshon Jeffrey's hands when they had Nick Foles. Then this year, they get back to the playoffs again, and they lose. They don't have a quarterback. That game was over. They didn't give up. There's fight there. Peterson's going to call plays again. It's deeper than just the NFC East being bad. I don't think the NFC overall is on the same level of the top teams in the AFC. And these Super Bowl results, especially if you remove Seattle from the equation, other than Philly, what does the NFC have to show for itself? And I guess the counter argument is, well, it's all New England in the AFC. No. I see the Ravens won a Super Bowl. I see Denver won a Super Bowl. I see the Chiefs won a Super Bowl. So we're removing New England. And I still have more winners of Super Bowls in the AFC than you do in the NFC for the last 8 years. If we don't even count the New England Super Bowls, the AFC still has more. That's my point. Right now, you can take an AFC team to win Super Bowl 55 over an NFC team. I'd be inclined to look at it. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Pin Chasers, they're already working on putting together a birthday party for my young friend Calvin's 9th birthday coming up. Oh, no, he doesn't listen to the podcast. Heck, he probably already knows the party's coming. These kids are smart these days. Pin chasers would love to put together a, and it's a cyberbullying party at 1 p.m. Who knew? They'd love to put together a kid's birthday party for you, an office bowling party, a cyber party, a group outing. Pin chasers, big supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Visit them on the net at pinchasers.net, or you can call. Ask for Ray at the Armenia location, 813-871-2695. Congratulations, Anthony Peroni, on 60-plus years of Pin Chasers, three locations in the Tampa Bay area. Follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2020 or on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. And if you're feeling sick like I am, still, from whatever was going around with the holidays, God help us both. There, it's coming through again. I'm not going to edit that out. It's a podcast. Talk to you next time.